Okay, now it's working.
Now it's working.
Okay, now I'm going to share this on Facebook. It'll take me a minute. It's waiting to connect to Facebook now. Okay.
Soll ich hier umschalten aufs Radio?
Ted?
Mach.
Yeah, I'm still setting up the Facebook and it's almost done.
Ja, ja. Mach mal kurz einen Themenüberblick und dann die Signation wie gehabt oder soll ich diesmal mal gleich mit der Signation beginnen?
Wieder Musik?
Soll ich gleich mit der Signation anfangen?
Ted, are we going to start with the music?
Yes, let's do that.
Ich warte einfach, bis er fertig ist. Nicht, dass die Hörer sich denken, es kommt niemand.
Ja.
Vielleicht könnt ihr schon mal was sagen.
Now it's on Facebook.
It should be. I'm waiting for it to connect. Okay, we are live, I think. Okay, we should be live. Okay, my first guest has entered. Hi, Jan, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, how are you?
Hello.
I'm fine. I didn't have a chance to tell Dia this morning this, but I received some panel messages from President Kennedy with Washington. It was between both of them getting along.
There we go.
Okay, there will be a little delay getting you on. I received some messages this morning from President Kennedy and George Washington about the elections in the future. So I'll read those off and then we'll get you on. Okay,
okay.
Just hold on. Okay. Okay, good. Okay, great. All right. All right, great. Gerhard, go ahead and play the water music.
Okay. So then I'll switch again to the music and then I'll start the show, okay?
Great, okay. We are live now.
Massachusetts.
Rise your sun, get your show. Das gibt's nur auf Radio Soul. Deine eigene Radioshow. Wir präsentieren dich. Jetzt Sendetermin buchen. office@radiosoul.at. This is the greatest show.
I'm sorry.
That's okay, my friend.
I'm sorry. I have a problem. Before you heard the music, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But yeah. I cannot enable the input again. I don't know why.
Okay. Well, it's just like we can just start the program now. We're live on Facebook, and that's happy. We can go without the music
today. Sorry.
That's Magnus. It's okay. We can finish it by the end of the show, no problem. Well, let's just start. I'll just go ahead and start. Go ahead and do.
Love is blind. It requires a dedication.
Radio Soul aktiv. Die Sendung zum Mitmachen mit Gerhard Pellegrini.
Ja, wunderschönen Abend, meine Damen und Herren. Hier ist wieder Radio Soul, hier am Abend aus Bad Vöslau, aus Vienna, aus dem schönen Vienna, aus Europa. Und heute heißt es wieder Out of This World Radio. Wir haben eine Verbindung nach Amerika zu Ted Marr. Und ich hoffe, es passt alles. Die ganze Technik ist etwas umgestellt heute, aber ich hoffe, es passt alles. Nämlich nicht nur die Leitung nach Amerika ist gelegt worden, sondern auch eine nach Dresden, nach Deutschland. Und ich habe auch neben Tedma auch die Saskia Voigtländer hier. Und wir machen heute wieder diese fantastische Show. Eine Show, die über den Tellerrand blicken lässt. Eine Show, die um außergewöhnliche Dinge sich dreht. Also Out of This World Radio heißt es. Und jetzt schaue ich mal, ob es mir gelingt, den Ted hier in die Sendung zu bringen. Ted, bitte sprich, du bist dran.
Okay, danke schön. Thank you so much for all your help, Gerhard. And John, thank you so much for coming on my show today. I really appreciate it. Got some announcements to make, and then we'll get you right on. And my friend Saskia Voigtländer is a beautiful lady, and she'll be doing the translating today.
Yeah. Not too much text. Okay. If not, I'm going to lose.
Sorry, I thought I'll be.
No, it's okay.
I'll just say hello, everyone. Thanks so much for listening today.
Hallo an alle. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören.
We have a fantastic first guest, Jan Eliasberg. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Just yell at me, it's fine.
Unser erster Gast ist Jan Eliasberg. Welcome.
Yeah, written a fantastic book called Hannah's War. It's about set in the in the shadow of World War II about the atomic bomb. It raises a lot of interesting issues, and we'll be going into that in just a minute.
Okay. Sie ist Autorin eines Buches, Hannah's War, Hannah's Krieg. Da werden wir aber dann noch mal näher drauf eingehen.
But I always make some announcements, and I also received a channeled message last night from George Washington and President Kennedy.
Ich habe letzte Nacht ein Channeling erhalten von George Washington und JFK.
And we'll spend just a few minutes going over their message. It's some short messages, but they wanted me to give these messages out.
Okay, und wir werden uns jetzt diese Botschaften anhören.
I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful support. Out of This World Radio is the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with hundreds of thousands of listeners worldwide.
Ich danke allen für ihren Support und die Radioshow Out of This World ist die am größten wachsende, schnellste Radioshow in der ganzen Welt.
We, in addition to Vienna, we also broadcast weekly in English and in Spanish on BTS Radio.
Diese Show gibt es sowohl in Englisch und Deutsch, aber auch in Englisch und
Spanisch. Hey, ich glaube, da ist ein Hund mittendrin in der Leitung.
That's fine. Out of San Francisco on Saturdays.
Das Deutsch beziehungsweise Englisch-Spanische findet immer samstags statt.
And on Fridays in Miami, Florida.
Und freitags in Miami, Florida.
And the purpose for more information, please go to our website at outofthisworldradio.net.
Für mehr Informationen bitte die Webseite von TED besuchen. outofthisworld1150.net.
And Jan, if you need to get a bone for your doggy, that's fine. We understand completely, you know.
I think she's happy now.
Okay, good. Just make sure your pet's happy. She's part of the family.
There
you go. Yes. So Saskia's got a little dog too, but he's, yeah. Where's your dog tonight, Saskia? Is he there with you or?
No, he's sleeping. I hope he's sleeping.
He's sleeping. Okay, good.
Ganz kurz noch für unsere Hörerinnen und Hörer. Wir sind hier, wie gesagt, über eine Zoom-Verbindung zu fünft jetzt drin. Sie können diese Talkshow jetzt mitempfangen über Radio Soul. Also bei mir, zu viert sind wir. Ted Ma, Saskia und Jan Eliasberg. Sie hat sich jetzt noch dazu geschaltet. Und Ted, ich würde jetzt einmal gerne wissen, was hast du denn heute vor mit uns? Ich glaube, der Hund braucht doch noch einen Knochen.
And what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we'll be talking about Jan's wonderful new book and the issues it raises. And then I'll be giving some messages in just a minute from President Kennedy and George Washington, followed by a fellow at the end of the show named Brad Olson, who specializes in what he calls conspiracy theories and UFOs. And he's written, I think he's the author of like, I don't know how many, 9 or 12 books. And I've got a couple of his books here and we'll talk about all kinds of crazy stuff. That'll be at the end of the show.
Okay, ich mach's kurz. Also wir sprechen heute mit Jan Eliasberg über ihr Buch. Sie ist Autorin. Dann werden wir uns die Botschaften anhören von George Washington und JFK. Und anschließend haben wir noch einen Gast, Brad Olson. Auch er ist Autor von verschiedenen Büchern und es geht bei ihm vor allem so um die Verschwörungstheorien und die UFOs. Mm-hmm. Wird sehr spannend.
Yeah, he'll be coming to us from San Francisco live. So.
Ja, also er wird dann aus San Francisco live dazugeschalten.
Yeah. Out of This World Radio is a non-profit listener-supported show.
Out of This World ist eine non-profit, non-profit Radioshow.
And if you'd like to contribute, just please go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net.
Wer gerne diese Radioshow unterstützen möchte, der kann das wieder über Teds Webseite tun. Die werden wir auch nochmal einblenden.
It's just $5 a month or $50 for the year. Or whatever you want to contribute is fine.
Ja, also es wären zum Beispiel $5 im Monat oder $50 fürs Jahr. Aber jeder kann gerne das beisteuern, was er für sich selbst für richtig empfindet.
Just real brief, I do psychic readings for people, and if anyone would like a reading, I can put them in touch with people who've passed on, and just you can send me an email.
Mm-hmm. Ted ist Hellseher und er macht Readings. Wer gerne Interesse hat an einem Reading oder Kontakt aufnehmen möchte mit Verstorbenen oder dergleichen, kann sich jederzeit per E-Mail an Ted wenden.
And that email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com.
outofthisworld1150@gmail.com.
Last year, I wrote a book called Messages from the Masters with messages from Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, Nostradamus on our beautiful, bright future.
Ted hat ein Buch veröffentlicht, Messages from the Masters, Botschaften der Meister, mit Botschaften von Albert Einstein, Nostradamus, JFK und so weiter.
And it has been translated into German.
Es wurde auch ins Deutsche übersetzt.
It was going to be released in August of this year by a publisher, good publisher in Munich, but it's been delayed. It will be released in the spring next year.
Okay, es sollte dieses Jahr schon im August erscheinen, ist aber nun verschoben worden und erscheint nächstes Jahr im Frühling.
So I'll let you know when it's published, but it's already scheduled for publication.
Okay, also wird uns noch mitteilen, wenn es dann soweit ist.
And finally, to set the show off, I have these beautiful 528 loved tuning forks. When you hit one of these tuning forks, this is the vibration of love. I have a crystal from Lemuria, from Mount Shasta. You hit the both and you have love everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Außerdem hat Ted eine Stimmgabel von 528 Hertz, die Frequenz der Liebe. Und zusammen mit diesem lemurischen Kristall ergeben sie diesen wunderschönen Klang.
If you'd like one of these tuning forks, just go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com. It's all there. Information's all there.
Wer Interesse an so einer Stimmgabel hat, auch hier bitte auf outofthisworldreadings.net mit Ted in Verbindung setzen.
I also been raising a lot of money recently for the Hopi Indians in Arizona.
Ich sammle außerdem Geld für die Hopi Indianer in Arizona.
Their water supplies have been severely contaminated by radiation and arsenic for the past 60 years.
Ihre Wasserreserven wurden stark verschmutzt durch Radiation und Arsen die letzten 50, 60 Jahre.
With the result that men only live to 44 years old and women 54 years old on the Hopi Reservation.
Was die zur Folge hat, dass Männer dort nur 40 Jahre und Frauen nur 45 Jahre alt werden.
30-40% less than the rest of the American population.
Also 40-50% weniger alt werden sie als der Rest der amerikanischen Bevölkerung.
So for the past two and a half years I've been fundraising for them for clean water.
So habe ich also für die letzten anderthalb, zwei Jahre Geld gesammelt für das Wasser der Hopi-Indianer.
So I raise money to buy water filters for the Hopi so they can drink clean water.
Und das Geld fließt also in Wasserfilter, um dieses Wasser zu reinigen.
In the interest of time, you can just go to my website and find out more information at outofthisworldreadings.com.
Mehr Informationen auch hier wieder auf Teds Webseite auf outofthisworldreadings.com. Is that right?
Yeah, richtig, ja. Yeah. Also, many, many elderly Hopi have been starving because their trucks have refused to go into the reservation with the virus.
Es gibt auch viel Hungersnot, da viele Essenslieferanten es verweigert haben, jetzt aufgrund der derzeitigen Situation den Hopi-Indianern Essen zu liefern.
So for the past 9 or 10 months I've been raising monies to help you to, I've raised about 5,000 or 6,000 to pay for food for the Hopi as well.
Und auch hier sammelt Ted Geld, um Essen für die Hopi-Indianer zu bezahlen und es ihnen zu bringen.
$600 or $700 will buy enough food for 100 families for a week.
$500 to $600 ist ausreichend für 100 Familien
for
eine Woche zu ernähren.
600 families.
600 families.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 600 families.
$600 enough food for 100 families for a week.
Also $600 für 100 Familien für eine Woche.
The effort is entirely by volunteers. We don't take any of the money. 100% goes right to the Hopi. Everything goes.
100% des Geldes der Spenden gehen 100% an die Hopi-Indianer über.
I also want to thank American Airlines and President Trump for their support. They themselves have raised in excess of $20,000 as well. American Airlines has raised over $20,000 to help the Hopi with the assistance of President Trump.
Ted dankt auch Präsident Donald Trump und American Airlines, denn auch sie haben Geld gesammelt und sind bei $20,000.
Over 20.
Über $20,000 haben sie bereits gesammelt für die Hobbyinternung.
The monies go a long ways. Mm-hmm. Monies go a long ways. Yeah. And Jan, you've been so patient listening to all of us having technical difficulties and trying to get on. Why don't I introduce you now briefly, and then I'll give this short message, just a speech from President Washington and President Kennedy, and then we'll go into your interview. But Jan, thanks so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm happy Hi. To be here.
Hi, Jan.
Great, great. This is a speech channel. First, Washington, I talk to the other side all the time. I've been a psychic for over 26 years, and it's normal for me to talk to the other side. My foster mother was a master psychic. She used to help find missing and lost children for the Seattle Area Police Department, so it's normal for me to go into other dimensions, and they often come to me, and they wanted me to read this off today. Mm-hmm. So I will, this is from George Washington.
Also Ted macht seit über als Tellseher tut diese Arbeit seit über 25 Jahren. Das hat er von seiner Adoptivmutter gelernt, die für die Polizei gearbeitet hat und zum Beispiel verschwundene Kinder ausfindig gemacht hat. Für ihn ist es normal, mit der anderen Seite zu kommunizieren, und wir werden jetzt die Botschaften von George Washington und JFK uns mal anhören.
Yeah, and Jan, just a note for the broadcast. When you have a translator, it's good to talk in short sentences if possible.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, Saskia will forget everything, and it's hard to do it. I'll speak in short sentences. I'll paraphrase. This is from President George Washington. Remain strong, for good things are coming to my beloved people.
Also die erste Botschaft ist jetzt von George Washington. Bleibt stark. Es kommen gute Dinge auf euch zu. Auch uns zu.
This is a time of truth, and the real truth about the election fraud is coming now, and more truth will come out very soon.
Das ist die Zeit der Wahrheit, und die Wahrheit über den Wahlbetrug wird jetzt in Kürze auch sichtbar werden, und mehr Wahrheit wird kommen.
He says we need to bring hope of a good future to America and the world, and bring it into your reality.
Wir müssen Hoffnung nach Amerika und die ganze Welt bringen, und wir müssen es in unsere jetzige Realität bringen.
By next year, things will be changing more rapidly in a positive way, and you will create a beautiful new earth.
Nächstes Jahr werden die Dinge sich noch schneller ins Positive verändern, und ihr werdet eine wunderbare neue Erde schaffen.
Keep your thoughts pure. Take care of your temple, your bodies, and forge forward, my fellow Americans. That was from John F. Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy or...?
That was from George Washington, and then John F. Kennedy came in, and he said, forge forward, my fellow Americans.
Also geht vorwärts, liebe Amerikaner, aber auch die ganze Welt. Bleibt stark.
I'm trying to paraphrase this. Some of these are long sentences, so I'm going to paraphrase it. It's short, so it's understandable. We're facing many challenges in America and all over the world today.
Wir haben momentan sehr viele Herausforderungen zu stemmen, hier als in Amerika als auch in der ganzen Welt.
But it's more than the U.S. right now. The conflicts are more than the U.S.
Aber die Konflikte sind mehr als die Staaten.
Because America is a light for the rest of the world.
Denn Amerika ist ein Licht für den Rest der Welt.
Do not listen to so-called leaders who cause worry and fear.
Hört nicht auf selbsternannte Führer, die nur Angst und Sorgen verbreiten.
Because, as my good friend Winston Churchill says, the only thing you have to fear is fear itself.
So wie mein guter Freund Churchill sagte, please.
The only thing you have to fear is
Das Einzige, was ihr, wovor ihr Angst haben solltet, ist Angst selbst.
Now this is funny. like rodents running around a basement when the light is shined on them.
Again, Ted, I didn't
like,
hear it.
Like rodents or rats running around a basement.
Ratten, die im, sind die Ratten, die im Keller rumrennen und ein Licht anhaben.
So too will many crooked and dishonest people in government.
So werden auch viele korrupte Menschen in der Regierung.
And elsewhere, when the truth comes out.
Und überall rumlaufen, wenn die Wahrheit rauskommt.
Don't follow the mass media.
Folge nicht den Massenmedien.
And you know in your heart what is true and what isn't true.
Und du weißt immer in deinem Herzen die Wahrheit, was ist wahr und was ist nicht wahr.
And I, President Kennedy, and all other US presidents, including President Washington.
Und ich, Präsident Kennedy, sowie alle anderen Präsidenten, und dazu gehöre ich auch George Washington.
Have your back for this truth to come out.
Stehen hinter euch, wenn die Wahrheit rauskommt, dass die Wahrheit rauskommt.
We did not work as hard as we did.
Wir können nicht so hart arbeiten, wie wir es taten.
In creating this beautiful country.
Was die Kreieren dieses wunderbaren Landes angeht.
To have it destroyed.
Dass es jetzt zerstört wird.
And corruption.
Und korrumpiert wird.
Humanity's light this year has been rising all year.
Das Licht der Menschheit ist das ganze Jahr über schon angestiegen.
In spite of all the challenges we face.
Trotz all der Probleme, denen wir gegenüberstehen.
And know that there are many good things ahead for all of America and all of the world.
Und wisse, dass wunderbare Dinge vor uns liegen, nicht nur für Amerika, sondern für die gesamte Welt.
And how fast this will happen depends upon all of you.
Und wie schnell das Ganze passiert, das hängt von uns allen ab.
And finally, George Washington had to say, Godspeed, my fellow Americans.
Und schließlich noch einmal George Washington. Gute Reise, meine lieben Amerikaner.
And he said, go forth in your glory and know that you will succeed.
Geht weiter in eurem, glory, jetzt fehlt mir das Wort.
You will be successful.
Ja, in eurem Erfolg, geht weiter und wir werden erfolgreich bleiben und sein.
Now, I haven't heard the term Godspeed, not much in this lifetime, but it's a common term you would hear in the 17th, 18th, and early 19th centuries. You don't hear that expression today, but you did hear it
when
George Washington was president. Godspeed.
Godspeed ist ein Begriff, den es in der modernen Zeit heute gar nicht mehr so gibt, den man nur selten hört. Das ist eher aus den Zeiten zu George Washington. And Godspeed, how can you translate it? Good
luck. That God is with you. Godspeed. God will help you with your journey.
Okay, also Godspeed nochmal übersetzt. Gott ist bei dir, Gott unterstützt dich. Ja.
President Washington, he says he would say this often to his troops fighting the British in New York. Godspeed. God be with
you. Okay. Er hat es also oft zu seinen Truppen gesagt, als sie gegen die Briten gekämpft haben. Godspeed. Gott ist mit euch.
Right. So I think I've talked enough. Renelle kept Jan waiting long enough. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. This will be in my new book, Inspiration for a New Earth, which will be finished in 3 or 4 weeks. I want to publish it in English, German, and Spanish initially, but it should be done here within a month or less.
Diese Botschaften, die werden auch im dritten Buch von Ted erscheinen. Can you repeat the title of your new book?
Oh, sure. Inspiration for a New Earth.
Inspiration für eine neue Welt.
Yeah. And I'm in especially a good mood today.
Ich bin in guter Stimmung heute.
Because I've been spending a lot of time in Telos.
Denn ich habe viel Zeit in Telos verbracht.
As well as board my friend's ship, the Pleiadian mothership with Pleiadian Admiral Halosaurus.
So wie ich an Bord war des Mutterschiffs von Admiral Helisaurus.
I've been in the fifth dimension.
Ich war in der fünften Dimension.
But I came down to the third dimension today so I could do my show.
Aber ich bin heute in die dritte Dimension heruntergekommen, um meine Show zu tun.
And later today I'll go back into the fifth.
Und später an diesem Tag werde ich zurück in die fünfte Dimension gehen.
So anyway, I think I've talked enough now and I want to bring Jen into the show.
Was macht dein Körper, wenn du in der fünften Dimension bist, in der Zwischenzeit?
What's doing your body when you're in the fifth dimension?
Well, first off, the body, the coffee tastes better.
No.
And you get very light. I travel up there in the astral plane all the time. Actually, part of me there is on the ship right now.
Das heißt, im Astralkörper, ein Teil ist auch jetzt noch von ihm dort auf, oben auf dem Schiff. Also er kann gleichzeitig an zwei oder mehreren Orten sein.
Yeah.
Aber wenn er dort ist, dann ist er mit dem Bewusstsein dort und liegt dann sein Körper zum Beispiel im Bett und ruht sich aus? Oder wie kann ich mir das vorstellen?
And when you're on the ship on Taylor's, your body is lying down somewhere sleeping, or you take it with
no,
you?
No, I just go. I'm there right now, actually, as I speak.
Du kannst beides aufmerksam parallel erleben.
So you're doing both. You're here and at the same time.
I've split myself up into several parts. Yeah.
Also Ted kann sich teilzig ist eben hier als auch.
Actually, what I love to do is to go into Telos. There's some beautiful waterfalls there and swim. That's what I really enjoy doing.
Was ich sehr gerne tue, ich gehe gerne nach Telos. Da gibt es wunderschöne Wasserfälle und dort kann man wunderbar schwimmen.
But we can talk about this later, but I want to bring on Jan now. I think I've kept her waiting long enough. So,
Jan fortfahren. Okay.
Ich würde gerne ein Lied dazwischen spielen. Wäre das okay, dass wir ein Lied dazwischen spielen? Bevor
you want
Jan
a song between... You
is
want to
okay?
put on a song? Ted, is it okay to put on a song now or just want...
Oh, sure, on? Of course. Yes, go right ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, let's have the Eagles one of these nights and afterwards we go on with the show. Okay?
Right, feeling duck. Yeah,
feeling here we
duck.
Go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Gerhard. Okay, Gerhard, we lost you, my friend.
One solution for entertainment.
Jawohl, Sie sind hier richtig bei Radio Soul, heute eine Spezialsendung. Ted Ma ist hier wieder eine Leitung aus Amerika, Out of This World Radio. Und wir haben schon einiges von ihm gehört. Er hat als hellsichtiger Mensch hat der Präsident John F. Kennedy und George Washington soeben gechannelt, beziehungsweise er hat das heute Vormittag gechannelt und heute diese Botschaften an uns übermittelt, hier über das Radio von Radio Soul. Und jetzt freue ich mich ganz besonders, er hat auch einen Studiogast sozusagen hier in der Zoom-Leitung um mich eingeladen, und zwar Jan Eliasberg aus San Francisco. Und ich freue mich schon, sie ist Autorin. Bitte stell euch bitte vor, worum geht's? Welches Buch ist das, Ted?
Okay, good. Finally. Jan, are you there?
I am. Okay. Not in San Francisco, though. I'm in New York City.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay.
Well, nicht in San Francisco, sondern New York City. Ted, du bist heute auch nicht in Seattle, oder? Du bist heute woanders. Saskia, sag ihm kurz.
Ted, you're not in Seattle today. You are elsewhere.
Yeah, I'm far away, actually, but in a very spiritual place. In a very spiritual place.
Ja, Ted ist gerade weit weg in einem sehr spirituellen Ort.
Er verrät es nicht.
And I'm in a very good mood today. So.
Und ich bin in einer sehr guten Stimmung heute.
Let me give a short intro to Jan. She's a film and television career, and her career began when she was handpicked by Michael Mann to be the first female director on Miami Vice and Crime Story. Wise Guy and 21 Jump Street soon followed, establishing her at the top of her field. Michael Mann remains her mentor and collaborator to this day, godfathering her film and television career. And she's making her debut as a novelist with this wonderful book called Hannah's War. Jan, I'm so happy you could come on today. And again, I'm sorry for the technical difficulties, but you're here, and we're streaming live on Facebook now and heard all over the world, especially in Austria and Germany and Switzerland. And so nice to have you here. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Nice to be here.
Great. I would like to translate. Sie ist also eine sehr bekannte Schauspielerin. Sie kommt aus der Branche, hat bei Miami Vice mitgespielt. Sie wurde damals von, can you repeat the name of?
Yeah, natürlich. Miami Vice. Let's see here. It's
Crime Story.
Crime Story, yeah.
Jump Street. I love this movie.
Great.
I have to watch it again.
Michael Mann is her mentor and collaborator.
Und bis heute ist er ihr sozusagen bei ihr, ja.
And she just started out her debut as a novelist with this new book called Hannah's War, which I have a copy here.
Sie hat also dieses Buch geschrieben, Hannah's War.
Mm-hmm. Great book, great book, Jan. Wow. I always like to ask, Jan, how people get started in their careers, and how did you get interested in writing this book and this particular subject?
Okay. Wie bist du zu diesem Thema gekommen, dieses Buch zu schreiben, und besonders dieses Thema?
I think it would be important to say before I answer the question that the book is going to be published by Piper Verlag in Germany in 2021.
Aha. Also, wo Sie die Frage antwortet, ganz schnell, das Buch wird veröffentlicht Januar 2021 über den Verlag Piper.
Piper Verlag. Verlag.
Piper Verlag. Okay, I hope I pronounce it right. In Deutschland, yeah.
What is it about, this book?
Oh, well.
Worüber geht's in dem Buch?
Yeah, in 25 words, 25 words or less. Yeah.
What is it about in 25 words or less?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was inspired by an Austrian, a woman named Lisa Meitner, Dr. Lisa Meitner.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Lisa Meitner ist diejenige, die sozusagen zu diesem Buch inspiriert hat, eine Österreicherin.
She was a great physicist, and she and her partner were responsible for discovering atomic fission, how to split the atom.
Sie und ihr Vater waren, jetzt komme ich aufs Wort, haben in der Physik, waren Physiker, sowas, und sie haben über die Atomic Bomb,
yes,
an der Atomic Bomb geforscht, sozusagen.
So the book is set in Los Alamos, New Mexico, which is where the Manhattan Project was, where the bomb was being developed.
Mm-hmm. Das Buch spielt also in Mexiko, wo sozusagen diese Bombe entwickelt wurde.
And there's a military investigator who comes, and his mission is to find a spy who is leaking secrets, and they need to find the spy and eliminate the leak.
Ah, okay. Und da kommt also ein militärischer, ein Mensch aus dem Militär dazu, und es geht darum, einen Spion sozusagen reinzuschleusen, um Geheimnisse sozusagen da rauszubringen aus dieser ganzen Atomwaffenentwicklung. Ja, und es geht nun darum, diesen Spion zu finden und ihn zu eliminieren.
And his main suspect is this woman, Hannah Weiss.
Ah, okay. Und seine, die er vermutet, die das sein könnte, ist diese Hannah Weiss.
And as he interrogates her,
und als er sie befragt,
he discovers that she has very strong links to high-ranking people in the scientific community in Nazi Germany.
Ah, und er findet heraus bei der Befragung, dass sie Verbindungen hat zu hohen Rängen in der Nazi Deutschland sozusagen.
And she in turn, because she is, her back is against the wall, she starts to figure out things that he is keeping secret. And so they have a game of cat and mouse.
Ah. Zwischen beiden entsteht so ein Katz- und Maus-Spiel, denn sie findet Dinge raus, die er eigentlich geheim halten möchte.
And it takes the entire book until we learn the truth about what she's doing, what she's up to, and also about him.
Ah, okay. Und das ganze Buch also dreht sich darum, letztendlich, was beide jeweils rausfinden, was sie da verstecken. Sehr schön. Okay.
Okay, more than 25 words, but...
Don't give out what happens at the end, because then that ruins it, so...
I won't. I promise I won't. Nobody who reads the book ever guesses the end. Everyone is surprised.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I will have to read it too. I will. I want to.
Okay.
Yeah, great. Are you publishing? Are you planning a book tour next year in Deutschland?
I think there will be a book tour when the book comes out. If if COVID allows it.
Yeah, it'll be gone by next year, so just.
I hope so.
Es ist sogar eine Buchtour geplant durch Deutschland, sobald das Buch dann im Januar 2021 hier erscheint.
No, ja. let me give you some good advice from a time traveler. I time
Möchtest
travel.
Dir guten Rat geben von einem Zeitreisenden.
I've gone out, and what I do usually is I go to Mondays for the lottery numbers, and then I buy tickets, and that's why I'm fabulously wealthy now. No, I'm not. But no, I've gone to March and July, August next year. And the way...
Ted ist zum März gereist in die Zukunft und bis August.
And the virus itself has basically petered out. The cases that, you know, many governors say that we're getting now are actually from the COVID tests, which are made in China, which contain the virus. So when they give all these tests, guess what? They get new cases, but not necessarily people are dying from it. They're getting new cases from it. So this whole thing will be over largely by end of December, January. And in January, there'll be like a celebration.
Ah, okay. Also diese ganze Geschichte, die wir zurzeit haben, möchte ich jetzt nicht beim Namen benennen. Die wird also spätestens im Januar vorbei sein. Im Januar wird es wie so ein Fest sein. January 21.
January.
All is over. We are going to have a big party.
Yeah.
Well, then I will celebrate in Germany.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Perfect.
Good. Well, my guides tell me to tell you, Jen, plan your life after January. You've got trips abroad. Plan them. You can get great deals on tickets now for almost nothing. Flying everywhere you want to fly. So just go ahead and buy your tickets. Buy some flight insurance in case you need to change flights, but just know that there's good times ahead of us. You know, like the mamas and papas said, Mama Cass said, the darkest hour is just before dawn. So this is the darkest hour now. Things will get better. I guarantee it. So.
Also hat gerade Jen gesagt, sie kann ab Januar dann planen, wie sie möchte, alle Flüge soweit buchen. Die beste Zeit liegt jetzt vor uns allen. Und ja, jetzt würde es sich auch lohnen, Flüge einfach zu buchen, denn die Preise sollen wohl sehr gut sein. Ja, es gibt, glaube ich, auch uns alle.
I had all these things planned this year, trips to Peru, books coming out, presentations, everything got delayed. But next year, just plan your life like it's normal. And, you know, you can hedge your bets by buying flight insurance, but otherwise just plan on it. That's what I'm doing, you know.
Ja. Wir alle sind dieses Jahr ziemlich, an unsere Grenzen gebracht worden oder viele konnten nicht das umsetzen, was sie gerne getan hätten. Ab Januar soll es dann tolles neues Jahr werden. Plant also bis dahin dann schon.
And like George Washington said, he said, and John F. Kennedy, you know, we're powerful spiritual beings and we can create our reality. So if you keep a positive outlook about the future, you'll have a positive future. So, and I don't know anybody out there, Jen, who doesn't want a good future for humanity. Everybody wants to be happy, enjoy their lives. And so that's what I'm looking at for the next year. So.
Wir sind alle sehr mächtige Lichtwesen und wir sollten das auch nach außen projizieren, indem wir eben diese guten, positiven Dinge uns vorstellen und planen. Genau, bleibt lichtvoll und geht euren Weg weiter.
And you know, for all my listeners around the world, you know, if they want to listen to Doom and Gloom, then don't listen to this show. So,
Ted, you asked me how I got interested in writing this book.
Halt noch mal das Buch in die Kamera, bitte.
Can we see the book again? Ted,
can you show the book?
Because sorry, it's right here. Sorry.
Und die Frage war jetzt an Jen, wie kam sie denn zum Schreiben?
So the way I got interested, I have always been interested in women who have been erased from history.
Mm-hmm. Also der Grund ist, dass sie immer Interesse an den Frauen hatten, die aus der Geschichte sozusagen gelöscht wurden.
And I was researching a project about the women air service pilots in World War II. And these were female pilots who were trained as military pilots to serve in the war.
Okay, und sie hat recherchiert und es ging vor allem um die Frauen im Zweiten Weltkrieg, die dort Pilotin waren und gedient haben als Pilotin.
I was writing a script for Nicole Kidman and Cameron Diaz about the women air service pilots.
Mm-hmm. Und ich habe ein Skript geschrieben für Nicole Kidman und Cameron Diaz, genau über so ein, die, über zwei Pilotinnen.
And I was doing research in the library.
Und ich habe in der Bibliothek gesucht.
Interested in how it was reported the day that we won the war. Mm-hmm.
Und sie wurde aufmerksam darüber, wie denn eigentlich darüber berichtet wurde, wie der Krieg gewonnen wurde.
So I found the issue of the New York Times on the day that we bombed Hiroshima. Mm-hmm.
Und so fand sie eben die Thematik über die New York Times, über den Tag, als Hiroshima bebombt wurde.
And it was fascinating because the New York Times had to tell the entire world how this atomic bomb had come into being, mm-hmm. because it was a secret. Mm-hmm. It was okay. A secret project, and even people working on the bomb at Los Alamos did not know what it was they were working on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, und nun musste die New York Times darüber berichten, wie diese Bombe eigentlich da nach Hiroshima kam, denn bis dahin war es ein absolutes Geheimnis. Sie wurde ja in Los Alamos in Mexiko hergestellt und bis dato wusste niemand, was dort eigentlich getan wurde, selbst die, die da dran gearbeitet hatten, mit welchem Zweck die sozusagen erschaffen wurde.
So in this history of the development of the bomb, there was a paragraph. And it said, the key component that allowed the Allies to develop the bomb was brought to the Allies by a female non-Aryan physicist.
Really? Oh, wow.
Okay. Sie hat die Geschichte studiert und hat dann im Grafen gefunden, wie die Alliierten zu diesem Schlüsselmerkmal kamen, was der nötig war, um diese Bombe zu erstellen. Und das war über eine Physikerin. Das kam also über eine Physikerin, dieses Schlüsselelement dahin.
Okay. Wird diese Hannah gewesen sein, ne?
Ja.
By the way, Gerhard?
Ja?
That song that you played, the Night, Take Back the Night, Facebook blocked it. And Warner Music Group blocked it because they own the rights and they wouldn't play it on Facebook. I just got that message. So the video is blocked now. It's not playing on Facebook.
The whole video? Can you stop
it? Yeah, they blocked the whole.
Okay.
Who knows? But so in the future, I guess they'll learn to. Who knows? That first song that you played at the beginning, they blocked the whole video. So I'm es tut mir leid. I'm so sorry. What we could do, what I could do is to go ahead and we could go for another 5 minutes, top of the hour, and then reboot everything without music. And then that would stream because right now we're not being streamed. They blocked it because of that one song at the beginning.
How about every time I play a song, you can put down the gain to and.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how they act. This is Facebook rules. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're still recording. This is still be posted on my website. It'll go out on YouTube.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that as far as Facebook goes, I got a lot of followers everywhere around the world. It's not being that Facebook blocked the whole thing because of that one song at the beginning. I don't consider that fair. A lot of people are very upset with Facebook, the way they operate. But what I was suggesting is that if we can get off maybe at the top of the hour and then just reboot everything and then start without music, or that Japanese song is okay because that song, I know the author, he's given me copyright permission, so there's no problem. But anytime you play any popular music, they're gonna stop it. So right now we're not being broadcast on Facebook.
Okay. So in 3 minutes, it's 10 o'clock here in Europe. So I could play a song and you reboot your show on Facebook. And then when I stop it, you just have to switch off down the gain, the volume, don't you?
Well, no, I don't know if that'll work or not. But what I would recommend doing, if you play a song that's not copyrighted, and we should have a bank of songs that are not copyrighted, so we don't have this problem with Facebook shutting everything down on us. Mm-hmm. The water song it works okay. I'm sorry about that. I'm just trying to get around what they've done. So
yeah, okay, no problem.
Okay, I recommend. Sorry, Jen. I recommend that we stop. We kind of wrap it up now. Next couple of minutes, mm-hmm. I'll send you all a new link. Jen, if you could send me your email, I'll send you a new link, and we'll get back on. And there's my second guest coming on. So,
couldn't you just stop the Facebook recording and then you stay in the connection?
I could try. Sure. I could try that. Sure. Just a moment, please. I'll stop.
Stop it and start the recording.
All right. I'll try it, Jen. Hold on here. Okay. I'm going to admit Brad, but Brad won't be coming on for a while. I'm going to give extra time to Jen because we have technical difficulties.
Okay. So now start the Facebook again.
Okay. Oh, let me just tell Brad that we're having some difficulties here. Oh, let me do that here. Hey, Brad, how you doing there, my friend?
So in the meanwhile, I played the water song, okay?
Is this water song? I'm doing just great. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. We had technical issues at the beginning, and then I was streaming this whole thing live on Facebook. And my producer in Vienna played One of These Nights by the Bee Gees at the beginning of the hour. And Facebook shut down the whole thing because the song's copyrighted. He played like 2 or 3 minutes at the beginning and they shut down the whole thing. So I've had to shut down my Facebook now. I have to reboot it. But anyway, bottom line is that you will be coming on, but I want to wrap up. Just be patient. We'll get you on, okay? Okay, Brad?
Okay. Yeah.
Sure thing. Hey, I'm gonna reconnect my internet connection to my phone. I get a little better connection. And I just
okay, that's fine, Brad. That's fine.
Yeah, so
I haven't faced this before with Facebook, but it's always the first time, I guess. So we'll go ahead, and I want to get back to Jan, and then we'll bring you on. Okay, I want to give you some more time.
Mal hier Musik spielen auf Radio Soul. Dann geht's gleich weiter mit Ted Marr. Eins, zwei. Okay.
Okay, we're almost ready.
Yeah. Here on Radio Soul, they're playing the song already. Everything is okay. The show goes on.
Yeah.
Then as we can start.
Yeah, Gerhard, as long as you don't play any copyrighted music. Yes. But I'll work on getting you a string of songs this week that are copyrighted or I have the permission. So we're not going to face this issue again.
Okay, so we will not play any song anymore in this show, okay?
Until yeah, that's 11. Fine. You can play the water song, but you yes, know, I'm sorry okay. about that.
It's all right. It's
finally live on Facebook. And go ahead, Jan. I'm so sorry. No, everything's fixed. You're off. Yeah.
Okay. So I was saying how I got interested in this particular idea, that I was doing research about the women air service pilots in World War II, mm-hmm. and I found an article about the development of the atomic bomb and mm-hmm. the fact that the Allies
Meine Damen und Herren, wir steigen wieder ein ins Radioprogramm und jetzt geht es wieder weiter mit Dead Mars Sendung. Es ist ja nicht so einfach, die Technik nach Amerika und nach Dresden und nach New York City. Überall sind wir verbunden jetzt und machen eine gemeinsame Show. Und ja, ich schalte jetzt wieder um. Und jetzt ist wieder Jan Eliasberg am Wort. Go ahead, please.
Okay, go ahead, Jen. Sorry for the wrong interruption.
Okay. Anyway, I was incredibly surprised that I had never heard of this female non-Aryan physicist because, as everybody knows, splitting the atom was the most important discovery of the 20th century. Mm-hmm. And the idea that a woman was involved in that process, in fact, was responsible mm-hmm. for discovering that process, mm-hmm. it immediately intrigued me. It surprised me that I had never heard of this woman. Mm-hmm. And I felt instantly as if I had been called to mm-hmm. tell her story. Mm-hmm.
Also wir waren dort stehen geblieben, wie Jen sozusagen inspiriert wurde, dieses Buch zu schreiben. Und wir haben ja schon ein bisschen gehört, wie sie dahin kam zu der Entdeckung, dass also eine Frau sozusagen damit beteiligt gewesen war an der Entdeckung der Kernspaltung. Und das hat sie doch sehr fasziniert und deswegen einfach dieses Schreiben dieses Buches eben mit Hinblick auf diese Frau, die damals mit beteiligt war.
True story.
True story.
Eine wahre Geschichte.
Yes, okay. And about a woman who was Austrian, Dr. Lisa Meitner. Mm-hmm. But because I was very interested in talking about the American development of the bomb and setting at least part of the story in Los Alamos, about a half is in Los Alamos, maybe 2/3. And a third takes place in Berlin in 1938, mm-hmm. where she works at the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. I ended up fictionalizing the characters, mm-hmm. Even though they were inspired by real people. Mm-hmm. And also what...
Sie hat bestimmt um die Österreicherin Lisa Meitner. Lisa Meitner?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Das ist also die wahre Geschichte, der wahre Name und sie selber hat dann eben fiktive Personen dazugenommen, die aber so auch tatsächlich im Geschehen, in der wahren Geschichte mitgewirkt haben.
And also, I think for Germans, this is very interesting because there has always been a question of why the Germans didn't get the atomic bomb, because they were ahead in the research and they had great scientists who did work at the Kaiser Wilhelm. And so that race between the Allies and the Germans, I thought was a very interesting and suspenseful story to to set this espionage thriller against.
Also diese ganze, dieser Thriller ist auch sehr interessant natürlich für Deutsche, für uns Deutsche. Es geht auch vor allen Dingen, warum haben die Deutschen nie tatsächlich an dieser Atombombe mitgewirkt, obwohl sie doch sehr hochwissenschaftliche Wissenschaftler hatten, Physiker hatten. Und es geht ja also ein bisschen um dieses Wettrennen zwischen den Alliierten und den Deutschen. Und ja, also auch oft von dieser Seite her sehr spannend gemacht.
So that's how I got interested in telling the story. Also
das, so ist es, dass eben Jen da inspiriert wurde, diese Geschichte zu schreiben, diesen Thriller auf einer wahren Begebenheit.
I have a message for you from President Washington, George Washington, by the way, Jen.
Yes.
Also Ted hat eine Nachricht jetzt für Jen von George Washington.
He actually gave me this message about a month ago, but it's perfect. He reminded me now, wanted me to tell you that it wasn't, it's funny now, but you see on the other side where he is now, he can see a lot of things. He can see the truth of so many things that he couldn't see before.
Also George Washington, dort wo er sich jetzt befindet, auf der anderen Seite, sieht er all die Wahrheiten, die er vorher nicht sehen konnte.
And one of the things he wants to say, and this is echoed by President Kennedy, is that President Washington said, yeah, we felt we were all so important, we men back then, but it was the women too who supported us, gave us ideas, so it was really a joint effort. It wasn't just men, you know, writing the Constitution. There was a lot of help with women too. So again, it's a part of hidden history that people need to recognize, and he thanks you for highlighting this issue.
That well,
George Washington dankt ihr sehr, dass sie einfach da den Blickpunkt hinbekommt und die Frauen auch sozusagen mit erwähnt, wie sie Teil von allem sind. Also nicht nur die Männer sind damit auch an der Verfassung der USA beteiligt, sondern genauso auch die Frauen. Die Frauen haben genauso mit unterstützt wie auch die Männer. Und ja, deswegen dieser besondere Dank auch hier.
I was talking to him about a month ago with another psychic friend of mine named Jill Tower from Montana. And he suddenly said this, and out of the blue. And so it was very significant, I thought. So I wanted to share that with you. So.
Well, thank you. I mean, that has been, in many ways, the driving force behind my work from the very beginning. And I also will say that when I discovered this woman being so central, I also identified with her, because I have been a female director in Hollywood, one of the very few who actually was able to have a career, and I feel very fortunate, but I also feel that I have a responsibility to other women who have not been able to necessarily be acknowledged for what they have contributed.
Also Jen, sie fühlt sich sehr verbunden und identifiziert sich sehr mit dieser Geschichte, die sie da geschrieben hat, mit dieser Frauen, generell diesen Frauen. Sie selber ist eine der wenigen Frauen, die Direktorin in Hollywood war, und ja, deswegen auch diese Verbindung dahin.
And this is a whole other area, but you know, as the planet shifts in vibrations, getting higher and higher vibrations, people are recognizing the role that, the valuable role that women's work does in raising families, taking care of the home. That's extremely important. And without that, society would completely fall apart.
Also auch mit diesem Wechsel jetzt in den Übergang in die 5D wird die Rolle der Frau immer mehr gesehen, erkannt und wie wichtig es ist. Gerade die Familie, die Kinder, die uns Frauen doch oftmals, was wir sozusagen aufrechterhalten, wie wichtig das eigentlich ist und die Basis für diese Gesellschaft.
So we're entering into a new age. We truly are. And we're all working very hard to raise consciousness and make this world a better place. And I think, Jen, you're doing great work. And, you know, I'm trying to keep my, I talk a lot, so I better stop myself for Saskia to drink.
It's okay. Also wir treten ein in eine neue Zeit. Und ja, wir danken allen sehr. Und jeder arbeitet hart daran. Und wir danken so, unter anderem eben Jane sehr für ihre Arbeit, was sie tut, denn sie ist wichtig. Und ja, vielen, vielen Dank. Thank you.
You know, this whole experience here is like a big earth school. We're learning lessons. I had no idea Facebook would block the entire recording because my friend Gerhard played that one song at the beginning and the whole thing was shut down. So we're okay now, you know. But
jetzt ist es okay, super. Ja, ich möchte noch einmal den Buchtipp noch einmal erwähnen für alle Hörer hier in Europa, in Deutschland und Österreich. Das Buch heißt Hannah's War und es wird auch im Jänner hier in Deutsch erscheinen, wenn ich es richtig verstanden habe. Und der Autor ist Jan Eliasberg oder Jan Eliasberg. Sie ist heute hier live bei uns auf Sendung. Vielen Dank für diese Einblicke. Wunderbares Buch. Also ich glaube, da werden sich sehr viele darüber freuen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a great book and I think many people would love to read it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we've got a couple of minutes left, and I'd love to have you wrap up your wonderful interview today. And again, sorry for the technical issues that delayed us today. So,
sure. Well, I'm very proud of the book, and I think that you know it's been doing very, very well in America, but it was very interesting because COVID hit exactly at the moment of the publication of the book.
Really? Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yeah. So I had a 6-week book tour all over America.
Oh, wow.
That got completely canceled. Mm-hmm. And yet somehow the importance of the story has managed to get out and people have, through word of mouth, have been hearing about the book and everybody who buys it recommends it to other people. So it's found a wonderful audience.
Sure.
Jen ist sehr stolz auf dieses Buch, aber gerade als in Covid begann, das war der Moment, als es publiziert wurde, das Buch, war sie noch 6 Wochen auf Buchtour. Und aber trotz dieser Widerstände ist das Buch doch sehr gut angekommen und hat sich vor allem durch Mundpropaganda verbreitet. Die Leute lieben es und lesen es.
Often that's the best advertisement, is simply other people telling each other. I know from Brad's work. Brad's there on the waiting patiently, and he's written some fantastic books too. But I didn't hear about this from some national advertisement friend recommended his books. So, you know, great stuff. That's often the way you find some good works of authors is just by word of mouth. So,
great. Also, es ist Mundpropaganda manchmal die beste Werbung, die man haben kann. Unter anderem für unseren nächsten Gast, Brad Orsny, ist auch Buchautor. Und Ted ist auch über Mundpropaganda zu diesen Büchern gekommen.
Well, it's like in politics, you know. So it's not so much for the national level, but people have said that all politics is local. In other words, people working in their communities and making the world a better place one by one. That's really what counts, you know.
Okay.
So, and as Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. So you start at the individual level. So. Mm-hmm.
Also jeder arbeitet so lokal und tut und wirkt in seinem, ja, was er kann. Und so wie Mahatma Gandhi gesagt hat, wenn du die Veränderung, die du in der Welt sehen möchtest, sei du diese Veränderung zuerst.
Yeah. Well, Jan, I want to thank you so much. Do you have a website we could give people out? Or, and that would be great.
I do. It's www.janeliasberg, which is janeliasberg.com.
Okay, great. Great.
Ja, jeder, der noch mehr Informationen oder sich mal die Webseite auch ansehen möchte von Jan Eliasberg, kann dies tun unter www.jan, also Jan Eliasberg, zusammengeschrieben.com. Vielleicht können wir es nochmal mit reinstellen.
Yeah. And you're welcome to stay on with my friend Brad Olson. He's the kind of guy that he has lots of out of this world topics. There's about 50 million areas we can go into. This next part of the show, I'm not sure where we're going to fly off to, but you're welcome to stay on, or if you're busy, got other commitments, that's fine, but you're welcome to stay
on. I'll stay on for a few minutes because I'm curious, and then I have a lot of things that are backing up, so.
Okay, great.
But thank you very much. Thank you, Saskia.
Thank you, Tim.
And let us know when your book comes out in German or anything else comes out, and I'm happy to promote it, okay?
I will, absolutely. On your show.
That'd be great. Yes. That'd be great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Brad, hi, how are you doing there?
Hey there. Hello, Ted. Hi. I'm doing just great out here in California, and your guests in Europe. That's really cool to be bi-coastal in such a sense.
Welcome in Vienna.
Welcome. Hi, Brad.
Vienna. Yeah.
I love Vienna, beautiful city.
Great. Great. Well, let me give a short intro to Brad. He's an amazing guy.
Please slow, Ted. Please.
I'm sorry. Okay. Langsam. I know. Langsam. Okay. I'm jumping ahead of myself today. I'm in a good mood and I'm talking.
It's okay. It's okay. So, unser nächster Gast ist Brad Olsen und wir werden ihn mal kurz vorstellen. Okay.
Okay. Let me read everything Brad's done. Mm-hmm. And I'll be done in about 3 hours. And then Brad won't be able to say anything.
Okay.
No, I'll read what he's done briefly. He's the author of 9 books.
Er ist der Autor von 9 Büchern.
Including Modern Esoteric.
Unter anderem dieses Buch der modernen Esoterik.
Esoteric. And he's the award-winning author, public speaker, radio show host of the Esoteric Circle.
Er ist Autor und auch Radio...
I'm sorry, I'm talking radio shows of the Esoteric Circle.
Er ist beim Radioshow Esoterische, ja, Esoteric Circle.
Esoteric Circle. Das so. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, I'll keep it short. He's been in contact in the desert.
Er war im Kontakt mit... With?
Many, many dozens of radio shows, including Coast to Coast.
Ah, okay. Also viele Radio, also in vielen Radios schon dabei.
Mm-hmm. And with Jimmy Church. Jimmy's a great guy.
Zum Beispiel Jimmy Church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Television shows, including Ancient Aliens.
Auch im TV sozusagen, da geht es um Aliens.
I'm paraphrasing this, so I don't overload Saskia.
Yeah. I have some problems with the connection.
Okay, yeah. America on Earth.
America auf der Erde.
And Mysteries of the Outdoors.
Ah, Mysterien, ja, Mysterien.
So, he's also a founder of the co-founder producer of the How Weird Street Fair in San Francisco.
Er ist auch ein Gründer.
Uh-huh. And his website is bradolsen.com. That's B as in boy, RADOLSEN.com.
Seine Website ist bradolsen.com, alles zusammengeschrieben, auch das werden wir nochmal mit bekannt geben und dort nochmal bitte mit nachlesen, was er alles gemacht hat. Die Verbindung ist sehr schlecht, ich höre sehr schlecht jetzt.
Okay, well you're, Brad, if you don't mind me saying this, you're a little bit like Star Trek. You go into places where no one has gone before and, or if people have, you go places where they don't go. So I'll let you translate.
Brad, du gehst ja viel an Orte, wo Menschen normalerweise nicht hingehen.
So, there's about 50 million places, topics we could discuss today. But what would you like to talk about?
Es gäbe tausend von Themen, worüber wir sprechen können, aber worüber möchtest du heute sprechen, Brad?
Well, I guess you're referring to my trip to Antarctica last year, that very, very few people get to experience. In fact, you can't even go there this year because of COVID.
Also er geht davon aus, dass es wohl um den Trip nach zur Antarktik ging letzten Jahres, worüber Ted vielleicht gern sprechen möchte.
In fact, I was going down there in January and February last year with a crew from Poland, from Gdansk, Poland. There were 11 Poles and 3 Americans on a sailboat to Antarctica.
Wow. Also mit 11 Polen und 3 Amerikanern letztes Jahr, Januar, Februar, zur Antarktis gereist.
Well, tell us about it. That must have been fascinating.
Well, as far as I know, I'm the first researcher in this field that's made a trip down there to specifically try to seek out some of these large claims that we've heard, such as UFOs under the ice or antediluvian civilizations or anything else of a paranormal sort. And try as I might, Antarctica is a very big continent. I only went to a very small part of it, which is about where all the tourists go to anyways, and didn't go inland where many of these features are reported to be. But I got some information.
Also Ted hat ihn gefragt, wie es denn war. Und ja, er ist eben dahin gereist, um zu schauen, wo sind denn da die UFOs oder die antiken Stätten, die da begraben sein sollen oder sich befinden sollen. Okay.
Great. Well, tell us some more. What did you see, anything unusual down there, Brad, or talk to people who had seen unusual things down there?
Also hat er denn da was entdeckt? Hat er was sehen können? Hat er mit Menschen sprechen können, die da vielleicht auch schon waren oder was entdeckt haben? Aber er ist einer der ersten, sozusagen, die dahin gereist sind. Jetzt bin ich gespannt. Okay.
Yeah, I sure did. I went to 6 different research bases, and every time we went ashore, I asked if they knew anything about these. Supposedly there are 3, not just one, but 3 very, very large UFOs under the ice that are nicknamed by the military Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria, the name of Columbus's 3 ships.
Wow.
And
also er hat 3 UFOs, also er war an verschiedenen Stationen, wo er mit den Menschen gesprochen hat, die dort eben sozusagen als Forscher unterwegs sind. Und er hat 3 UFOs wohl gesehen mit den Namen. Can you repeat the name again of this UFOs?
Pinta and Santa Maria.
Ah, perfect. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Same as Christopher Columbus' original 3 ships to the New World.
Das waren die 3 Schiffe von Christopher Columbus. Genau.
And I do a presentation on Antarctica, and I show them one of them, which I think could very well be, and it's from Google Earth, which shows some kind of excavation going on at this very, very large craft. And some remote viewers from the Farsight Institute remote viewed this particular location and said that it's not natural formation. It's some kind of old, very old machine, very old ship.
Also es gibt wohl, auch über Google Earth kann man das sehen, dass man da Ausgrabungen macht an so einem dieser Schiffe. Und er selber macht Präsentationen darüber, Brad, über diese Ausgrabung und was er da gesehen hat. Okay, aber es sind wohl sehr alte Schiffe. Oder dieses Schiff, was man da ausgibt, ist schon sehr alt.
So what your listeners will probably find interesting in Austria is that it was on the piece of land in Antarctica that was originally claimed by the Germans during their New Schwabenland expeditions down there in the 1930s. And I think they knew of this location because it is now a base called Konen, K-O-N-H-E-N, and it remains a German base where this craft is.
Also wo dieses Schiff ist, was wo man auch Ausgrabungen vornimmt.
Die Verbindung ist gerade schwach. Wir haben gerade einen kurzen Aussetzer gehabt. Ihr auch?
Könnt ihr?
Bei euch gelaufen.
Es ist schlechte Verbindung. Ich habe Probleme zu verstehen, aber ich kann kurz übersetzen. Also das ist dieses Gebiet, wo dieses Schiff ist, wurde 1930 von den Deutschen sozusagen beschlagnahmt, weil man dort vermutet, oder ich denke, die wussten von diesem Schiff. Und das ist heute noch sozusagen, until today it's German territory, or?
Well, they have created what's known as the Antarctica Treaty, which took effect in 1961. So no single country can lay claim, but countries that have had bases in certain locations were able to retain those bases. And that's what they still have on this site is a base where this massive machine is under the ice.
Okay, also man hat dort sozusagen Basen, also auch Deutschland hat dort eine Basis. Und Ja, heute ist sozusagen das ganze Jahr, es gehört ja nicht wirklich irgendjemandem, glaube ich, dieses Gebiet. Und ja, okay. So wie ich es jetzt richtig verstanden habe.
Also da darf aber nicht jeder hinfahren. Wieso durfte gerade Brad hinfahren? Oder?
Not everyone can go there. Why could you visit this place or places?
Well, I did not visit this place. This is far inland. And I was just going to say next that it's very difficult and very expensive to travel inland in the continent. Okay. I'm just on a sailboat on the northern tip of the Palmer Peninsula and some of the islands surrounding. But I have not been to this location. If I were ever given an opportunity to go, say, with a film crew, I would love to go to this location.
Okay. Also Brad selber war nicht dort an dem Schiff, das zu weit im Inland ist und man gar nicht dahin kommt. Es wäre viel zu teuer. Er ist mit seinem Segelboot sozusagen an bestimmten Inseln gewesen, aber aufs Land selber ist er gar nicht gekommen.
Brad, I've been told, I'll keep these sentences short, my friend. I've been told that these ships in Antarctica are actually from the planet of Marduk that crashed there maybe 500,000 years ago after Marduk was destroyed by the reptilians. So they were, in effect, escaping, trying to establish a new colony on Earth.
Okay, also Ted fragt gerade, ob diese Schiffe, er hat die Information, diese Schiffe, die da liegen, sind wohl von Marduk, der zerstört wurde von den Reptilianern, 500 million years ago.
Oh, 500,000 years ago, half a million.
500, vor 500,000 Jahren, yeah. Sozusagen.
Yeah. Before I was born, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Ted, I've heard that as well. I think that is the leading theory where these craft came from.
Right.
And it certainly begs the question, who are the pilots and the passengers on these craft?
Right.
And right. Since these ships are so big, not only in size like a mothership would be, but also... the volume for how high the ceilings are would suggest that the original inhabitants may be what we know of as the giants, these elongated skulls with very large bodies, perhaps the Anunnaki or some other type of ET being.
Mm-hmm. Also, ja, das, Brad hat die ähnliche Information, woher die Schiffe eben stammen könnten. Und die Frage ist ja eben, was ist mit den Insassen passiert? Wer waren diese Insassen? Und aufgrund der Höhe oder der Ausmaße dieser Schiffe kann man vermuten, dass es also dort um diese Giganten ging, um die Anunnaki, die ja auch auf die Erde dann kamen und hier waren. Vielleicht waren sie ja sogar auf diesen Schiffen, mit diesen Schiffen dann hierher gekommen.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
So what's also interesting on this trip to Antarctica before and after, I was in South America for several months. And while I was there, we were examining the megalithic buildings in Peru and Bolivia and also finding quite a bit of evidence for these giants. Down in South America, they have a problem putting these very, very large cranium skulls on display. They actually take pride in this being the church. When you look at these skulls, they're not human. They don't have the suture down the center like our human skulls do, and they're 30% larger capacity. So they're very human-like, but they're not quite human.
Oh, you mean at Paracas, the museum at Paracas?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. I'll let Saskia translate.
Mm-hmm. Also bevor er sozusagen in die Antarktis gereist ist, war Brad in Südamerika und auch dort hat man viel gefunden bezüglich dieser Giganten, die es hier gegeben hat, unter anderem eben Schädel, die wesentlich größer sind als unsere Köpfe. Sie sind uns Menschen ähnlich, aber eben auch nicht. Und ja, okay. And you have,
make seen, the,
you have seen one of these skulls, actually?
I have, in fact, yeah. And I met the archaeologist who had uncut in the Sacred Valley, which is only about 30 or 40 kilometers from Cuzco, which was the ancient capital of the Incan. Mm-hmm. And in that ancient capital, the Incan people told the Spanish conquistadors, we didn't build it. We just came, thought it was pretty good, and we decided to stay and build on top of it. So there is a new thinking in South America that these very old megalithic buildings are much older than the Incan and could have been made by this long-lost race of giants.
Sure.
You mean Machu Picchu wasn't built by the Incas?
The Valley, Ollantaytambo, Cuzco, which is where Sacsayhuaman is, this massive megalithic fort above the city of Cuzco at 13,000 feet elevation. It's very high up.
Right.
And all the surrounding area is the largest concentration of megalithic.
Okay. Also es ging jetzt kurz darum, auch diese ganzen antiken Städten, gerade auch in Südamerika, unter anderem Peru, Machu Picchu, soll wohl so gewesen sein, dass die Inkas das nicht erbaut haben. Also es war lange vor den Inkas schon da. Und die Frage ist, wer hat es denn dort gebaut? Wer hat es dahingestellt?
I've been there and it's an amazing place, Ollantaytambo. And these rocks are just huge. I mean, I can't figure out how any humans could have ever, you know, managed to move them in the place. It's truly amazing. You're right. It is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's großartig. Also, Ted war dort. Er war in dem Ort. What is the name of this place with these huge stones?
Ollantaytambo.
Ollantaytambo.
Ah, okay. Also, und diese Steine dort sind so gigantisch, die können Menschen da gar nicht hingelegt haben. Auch hier die Frage, wie sind sie da hingekommen? Ich glaube, da gibt es auch viele Bilder dazu, die man sich anschauen kann im Internet.
I'm going back there in January and also in March, as long as I can get there with COVID. But anyway, my plans are to go back there again this year. So.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, lucky you.
Brad, you want to come with me?
Maybe, if we can get in.
Okay. All right, I'll send you the information. It'd be fun. I think you'd have a out-of-this-world time.
And it should be said that anybody who is going to Machu Picchu, they go through Ollantaytambo to catch the train to go to Machu Picchu. So it's kind of like a two-for-one.
Yeah.
If you're going to go to Machu Picchu, you're also going to this other site called Ollantaytambo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the temple.
Mm-hmm. Have you? Yeah, it's an amazing place. Have you been to Amaramuru, the Stargate at the south end of Lake Titicaca?
Die Frage ist,
yeah, I did go there as well. In fact, I think it was actually 2 years ago today. We were there.
Really?
As we were making our way around Lake Titicaca.
I'll let Saskia translate, and then I'll tell you a story.
But I need this background information. What Stargate? Where, Ted?
Amaramuru. It's a Stargate at the south end of Lake Titicaca.
Also am Südende vom Titicaca-See gibt es ein Sternentor. What's the name of this Stargate?
It's called Amaramuru. I'm probably mispronouncing it, but Amaramuru.
Amaramuru?
Uh-huh. If you want to wait an hour, I'll go look it up on the web and get back to you.
Yeah, okay.
But that's what I know. Anyway, when we were there, Brad, we heard a chorus. We got out of our taxi and we walked up to the cliff face of Amaramuru, and we heard these children singing, and young adults.
Als Ted dort war, hat Kinder singen hören.
And we were there about 20 minutes when we realized they weren't in this dimension.
Ah.
They were from Agartha in the fourth dimension. And they were singing a welcoming song for us coming to this Stargate.
Mm-hmm. Also die sangen da, das waren, waren aus der vierten Dimension und das haben sozusagen ein Willkommenslied gesungen für...
And
Ted und die Gruppe.
And it's a rock cliff face. And one of us, some of us, we put our hands on the rock and it started turning to jello. I kid you not.
Jello means to...
Jello, it's like not hard, it's soft. You could press into it. The rock became soft.
Aha, also sie haben also dann ihre Hände dahin gelegt und dieser auf so ein Gestein und dieses Gestein wurde etwas weicher tatsächlich. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jello is a wonder food discovered in the 20th century after World War II that along with Spam sets America apart from all other countries in the world. We discovered Spam and Jello in the 50s.
Uh-huh. Okay, I leave it there. Okay.
And then there was one guy in our trip. He looked at the rock and he could see the city of Agartha through the rock. He could see it right in there.
Ah, okay. Und einer von der durch dieses Gebirge, durch dieses Stargate, was eben ein Gestein war, durchschauen. Aha.
Und during that same evening,
there are reports of people going missing there.
Really?
It's even in the Lonely Planet book that people are missing there. It's in police reports that backpackers would go and some would be hiking around the area because there's very interesting rock formations near there. They'd come back, they look friend, and they're totally gone and never to return. There's countless stories of people going missing around that site. And it's also a rumored home of a very benevolent and advanced ET race called the Great White Brotherhood, which lives uh-huh. You look like Titicaca, and it's a very paranormal hotspot for UFO activity at the lake.
I'll let Saskia translate. Wow. I'll give you the story.
Wow, das ist ein Ort, an dem sehr, sehr viele Menschen verschwunden sind auf unerklärliche Art und Weise, besonders Bergsteiger, da dort die Region wohl sehr beliebt ist, auch gerade die Bergformationen sehr herausfordernd sind für Bergsteiger. Und dort soll wohl eine wohlwollende ET-Rasse leben unter dem Namen die Weißen Hüte, the White Hats. Und ist wahnsinnig sehr interessant. Es finden dort sehr viele paranormale Dinge statt, passieren dort sehr schön. Also am Titicacasee am Südende, wenn ich es richtig verstanden habe.
When we were there too, two condors flew overhead, suddenly appeared out of nowhere. It was getting dark. And a Pleiadian mothership appeared up in the sky. We could see, I'm in telepathic communication with them, and they were there to protect us.
Mm-hmm. Und als Teto war, hat er ein pleiadisches Mutterschiff auch gesehen. Er konnte dort Verbindung herstellen und wurde von dem auch beschützt.
And I think what happens, Brad, it's a little bit like going into the hollow earth. People get invited in there and they like it so much they don't come back.
Mm-hmm. So ein bisschen wie wenn man in die zur Innererde reist oder wenn man die Einladung erhält und einmal dort ist, dann möchte man nicht mehr zurück und kommt.
That's my theory anyway. So.
Mm-hmm. Theorie von
and
Ted.
You're sticking with it.
But it's a beautiful place. Have you been to what's it called? Teotihuacan? Teotihuacan, I believe, in Bolivia. It's just over the border from Lake Titicaca.
Tiwanaku,
yeah.
Yes. Tiwanaku and Pumapunku, are both widely regarded by all historians and archaeologists to be pre-Incan. And they, too, have features about them that are very unique. The stonework at Pumapunku, which is still being debated how it was even built. It's so precise and exact in some cuts and the round drill holes, showing that there was some kind of high technology employed in the building of some of these megaliths in South America.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Also die Frage war jetzt nur, ob auch Bolivien und anderen bekannten historischen Städten in Südamerika, wo man oft erzählt bekommt, dass es doch von den Inkas erbaut wurde, was aber eindeutig darauf hinweist, es können nicht die Inkas nur gewesen sein oder die Inkas gewesen sein, denn hier war Technologie, musste hier am Werk gewesen sein, die die hochtechnologisch war, um das zu bauen.
For the past couple of months, I was contacted by a shaman from Tiwaku in that area, Bolivia.
Ted kontaktiert von einem Schamanen.
And she's been sharing all kinds of interesting stuff with me.
Und sie teilt mit ihm sehr wichtige Informationen.
Yeah, I guess she goes into the hollow earth quite a bit from there. She said there's all kinds of passages that most people don't know about, but she does know where they are. So.
Und sie kennt diese ganzen Wege auch zur Innererde, die meisten gar nicht, viele wissen darum gar nicht.
And when I go back next year, we'll be meeting up with her. So.
Und wenn Ted nächstes Jahr zurückreist, dann wird er sie dort treffen.
But I will come back.
Okay. Please.
General MacArthur, I turn.
Yeah, right. So, you know the stories about Mount Shasta, how people, there was a guy, what was his name? Wedgeworth? He had discovered a portal into the hollow earth in
1898. 1898 hat ein Mann einen Eingang entdeckt zur Innererde. What was the name of this person who discovered?
I believe Wedgeworth, but I'm not sure. I can't remember his name.
Okay.
So he had gone in, and then he
came. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Did he find the tunnel system?
He did.
Or was he more in the inner earth?
He was in the inner earth, and he really liked it. And he decided to come out and tell the public about it. And there were newspaper articles published about his journey.
Mm-hmm. Und ist also nach Innererde gereist, hat aber sich entschieden, zurückzugehen auf die Erde und der Öffentlichkeit davon zu erzählen. Und es wurde tatsächlich auch in den Zeitungen darüber berichtet. Es gibt Artikel darüber.
But all his friends around Mount Shasta thought he was nuts.
Aber jeder dachte natürlich, ist verrückt.
So he just said, fine. He went back into the hollow earth and he hasn't come out since.
Und ja, er sagte, okay, und ging zurück.
Would you want to come out, Ted? I think we all might like her a little better, especially this.
Just for the radio show.
Just the radio show. Yeah. But we'll...
Maybe we have a good connection from Hollow Earth.
Hollow Earth, yeah, a good connection.
In Hollow Earth.
Actually, about a year ago, a little more than a year ago, I was at the falls. It's called Hedge Creek Falls, where he went in a place called Dunsmuir, California.
Oh, okay.
And he did appear to one of the members of my group briefly. Uh-huh. And the message he gave is that he's just fine. He decided just to stay in there. He comes out every once in a while, he says. He doesn't like to come to third density. He likes it better in the fifth, inside the planet.
That's the person from 1898,
yeah. He hasn't aged at all.
Ah, okay. Also Ted hat diesen Menschen ab und zu schon getroffen nochmal. Und kommt wohl ab und zu mal noch auf die Erdoberfläche, aber generell bleibt er in der Erde. Und er ist auch nicht älter geworden. Also das ist dieser Mann eben, der 1998 sozusagen den Eingang entdeckte.
He said everyone just lives and he has no bills. And people
ja, also jeder lebt.
Did you say the name of the falls were?
Yeah, Hedge Creek Falls.
Hedge Creek Wasserfälle. Where in California? Hedge
Creek Falls, okay. I'm up a picture.
I'll send you the location, Brad. It's 8 miles south of Mount Shasta.
Is this it?
If you could bring it up to the camera, Brad, if you could bring it up higher. Yes, that's it. That's the place.
Yeah. I went there and it's amazing. So he found entrance at these falls, right?
Right.
It's in Dunsmuir, right outside of Dunsmuir. Yeah, there's a big cave there.
There's a big cave.
Some people were doing...
Yeah. Now, what... I don't know who...
There. I spoke at a conference there.
Okay, great. Great. Brad, I want to tell you...
Last August.
I'm sorry?
I was speaking at a conference at Mount Shasta, and this fella showed up, the Crystal Skull from Belize, the Mitchell Hedges Crystal Skull, came to our conference. That was quite a pleasure to have the experience with the Crystal Skull. And I have to say, it's got some pretty unusual properties with it. We each got a chance to interact with the Crystal Skull. And when it was originally used by the Mayans, they would use light, which can come up through the Crystal Skull and then come out through the eyeballs. This particular one has a detachable jaw, and it was said that in rituals, the skull would start to talk. There's so many things about it. They said, take pictures, take a lot of pictures of it, and you'll see different colors and sometimes even different shapes and figures, such as the Crystal Skull itself will reflect back, or in this shot, looks like stars in the universe. So many things are really bizarre, and they don't even know how these crystal skulls were made.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
Also Greg war auch schon an diesen Wasserfällen, er hat dort auch an einer Konferenz teilgenommen, und dort wurde dieser Kristallschädel gezeigt, und er soll wohl sehr mächtig sein. Die Mayas haben ihn genutzt, um das Licht dadurch zu leiten, und das kam dann durch die Augenhöhlen nach außen. Und man kann auch sehen, dass dieser Schädel sich verändert. Also wenn man da viele Bilder von macht und sich die Bilder dann im Nachhinein mal anschaut, dann sind andere Farben, andere Formen, je nachdem. Also ganz spannend. Man weiß bis heute nicht, wie die eigentlich entstanden sind.
I was at the Hedge Creek Falls in September of this year, a few months ago.
Ted war bei den Hedge Creek Falls im September.
And in the wisdom of the local government there, they had filled in the cave completely with a whole bunch of rocks and cement.
Und die haben diese Höhle komplett zugemacht, die als Eingang gilt, mit Zement und Steinen.
As if they were going to stop people from going into the hollow earth, because that is a portal.
Als würde das die Leute davon abhalten, in die Innererde zu gehen, denn das ist ein Portal.
Mhm. Yeah. So.
Well, we were at the conference. There was going to be someone who had just gone in to the city called Talos. Mm-hmm. And he was going to speak at the conference right around the time with all the fires in California, and he declined to come. But I've since watched his video about how he was invited by one of the Talosians to come into the mountain. And I know the location, which is on the slopes of Mount Shasta, near the Shastina crater. So if you know that area, Ted, we're going to mount a expedition next summer and go hike up there and see if we can get invited into Talos.
I was in Talos just yesterday.
Oh, how was it?
There's a waterfall there I like to go to and swim all day. It's a nice place to hang out. the coffee is especially good there, so.
Es ging halt darum, dass Brad nochmal erzählt hat, auf der Konferenz damals war jemand dabei, der auch nach Talos reist, und er kennt jetzt, weiß, wo der Eingang ist bei Mount Shasta, und jetzt war ihm die Frage, ob Ted mitkommt, aber Ted war ja gestern erst in Talos.
But the best views of Mother Earth is from my friend's Pleiadian mothership aboard with the Pleiadian Admiral Halosaurus. I was there yesterday as well. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want to go up there sometime? I'll bring you aboard.
Sure.
Okay. How about tomorrow, the next day? This week, I'll give you a call.
Sounds good.
All right. Good. Bring your camera. You can take pictures. So.
Yeah. I go tomorrow.
Right. Oh, maybe, Saskia's going
maybe
tomorrow.
Maybe we'll meet up there.
Yeah, she's going tomorrow, so anyway. They have healing chambers in both Talos and also aboard the Pleiadian mothership, where you can go in and sit, lay down, and you're bathed in this golden light to heal whatever spiritual or physical condition you may have. I had dental surgery done on my teeth back in October, over 20 hours worth of dental surgery. They did like 20 years worth of dental work on my teeth in 1 week. And I was in a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm. Wir sind jetzt noch mal kurz von Telos zum Schiff von Admiral Helesaurus gekommen. Das Ted eben dort auch gestern war. Die Frage war, ob Brad vielleicht mal Lust hat, mit hochzukommen. Und Ted erzählt gerade, dass eben dort die Heilkammern sind, auch wie auch in Telos. Man dort mit goldenem Licht geheilt wird. Und er hatte ja diese Zahn-OP und er wurde dort innerhalb eines Tages dann geheilt.
I mean, I had excellent dentists in Mexico. They're really good there. But they recommended bottles of tequila and aspirin. And after, you know, 6 bottles of tequila and about 4 cases of aspirin, I still had pain. So that's when I went in aboard the ship and I got much better then. So.
Okay.
You can buy excellent bottles of tequila for only $5 a quart in Mexico. Just thought I'd let you know in case.
No, not for me.
But it's, you know, it's full of vitamins and minerals and recommended by most doctors. Very healthy for you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so anyway.
Ja, wir haben noch so 5-6 Minuten übrig vor dem Ende unserer Show, vor unserer Sendezeit jetzt. Und ja, das war ein netter Gebläuschchen zwischen Ted Ma und Brad Olsen. Und ja, Brad, schreibst du auch in deinen Büchern über diese Themen alles nieder?
Brad, do you write about in your books about these topics? What we have been talking about?
About what again?
Yeah, all these journeys you're talking about.
Yeah.
Here's one.
Yeah, I do actually. I will have new information about the megalithic buildings, about the giants, about Antarctica, the black goo, which we haven't even talked about, is in my next book, which is just shipping from the printer today. Okay. It's called Beyond Esoteric, Escaping Prison Planet. And it's my third and final in the esoteric series.
Wow, nice.
Ted has the other two.
Yeah, we got the other two here. They're a fascinating read. I urge everybody to get a copy of Brad's books. Brad, could you give out your website again, or maybe a telephone number people could call you at 3 or 4 in the morning to ask for information?
Sure. My website is cccpublishing.com. That's 3 letters C's and publishing, 1 word.com. And there you can see all of the books. I'm working right now on the website to get the new Beyond Esoteric book on the website. I have a product page, but I just haven't linked it to the homepage yet. Or bradolson.com is the website that's a bit about what I'm up to and some of the other projects I work on besides book writing.
And Olson is spelled with an E, so it's Brad and then O-L-S-E-N.
That's correct.
Not O-N. Common mistake. So. Okay. Yeah. Well, Brad, you're an incredibly great author and I love your research and everything. And we've got a couple of minutes left and I wanted you to wrap up your wonderful interview today.
Sure. Well, just that there's a lot of mysteries in the world, as I'm sure you know, and the things that you talk about on your show, Ted, are very much the topics that I write about in my esoteric series of books. Mm-hmm. And I'll be on the video conference called Saturday Night Alive this Saturday, talking about Earth mysteries. Uh-huh. And I'll also be on Coast to Coast AM on December 19th as the first guest in support of my new book, Beyond Esoteric. So
great.
Just starting the process of getting on interviews. You kind of caught me on the early side, Ted, right before the book came out. But it is done and it is shipping from the printer. So keep an eye on cccpublishing.com. to order a copy. Of course, it's on Amazon already, but going to get it out to bookstores around the world and in Europe too. Of course, you can get the ebook version, and that will translate over to overseas right away. Mm-hmm. And just getting this book done and quite excited about the outcome and having it get out there in the wide world right now, because it covers a lot of things that are happening in the world today.
Well, you're an incredibly talented writer. You always write about some fascinating things. And I feel so honored to have you on the show today, Brad. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You're very welcome. Thank you all very much.
Yeah. This is the last minute. Is it okay for you to stop it here, the radio show?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, so that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Okay, that's wonderful. Fine.
That's very interesting. We had about Antarctica, and I have prepared the song Antarctica from Vangelis. Do you know it?
We won't get shut down by Facebook, will we, if you play it?
Yes. I will. I will disconnect it from your Facebook connection, and I just will play it on the radio. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'll get off Facebook right now. I'll stop the live stream. It's been stopped. Okay.
Okay.
So, go ahead, my friend.
So good. I love Vangelis. I don't know how do you like him, but he is a wonderful musician.
Wonderful. By the way, I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program, and if you'd like to support us, please go to our website at outofthisworldradio.net. And Brad and Saskia and Gerhard, thank you so much for coming on the show today, for Saskia for translating, Brad for coming on, and I'm so happy you came on, and glad you got a new book coming on, and Gerhard for all your wonderful work. So go ahead, Gerhard, and play your
thank
song.
You. That'd be great.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
Alles Gute, alles Liebe.
Dankeschön.
Hey, Dankeschön. We'll talk. Let's talk in a minute. Okay, I'm going to keep the Zoom link going, and then I'll stop the recording after the show is done.
Okay. Ja, und diese Sendung kann man nachhören einfach auf Google eingeben, Ted Mar, Planet Soul, und dann kommt auch diese Show wieder zum Nachhören, wie alle anderen auch, die wir in der Senderei haben. Ich wünsche euch noch einen schönen Abend. Ich verabschiede mich. Gerhard Pellegrini am Mikrofon für Radio Soul international hier in Vienna, in Wien. Und wir kappen jetzt die Leitungen nach Amerika, nach Dresden, und sage Tschüss und Baba. So.